Access number 30409, Mr. Bill Crook, Reel 2. Now, what about the next thing happens is that at the back end of August, and then for the next 5 or 6 weeks, you're on the Empire Orwell, sailing out with the battalion to Korea. Now, what do you remember about being on board the Orwell? What was it like, Empire Orwell?
We was, I won all that money on there.
That's something to remember, isn't it?
Yeah. On the back, bang, you know, they used to let us use it as the rifles as, what's the name? No, when they, I forget how much it was now.
Now, tell me, was it a proper competition?
Yeah, competition.
So how did it work?
Well, you had a rifle and you fired it at a balloon.
It was a balloon you were firing?
To let balloons go.
And you won the thing for the whole battalion?
Sorry?
You won the prize for the whole battalion, or?
I can't remember that one. I did knock a few down.
And what were conditions like on the Orwell, you know, below decks?
All right. I got a job on there doing the, taking the beer around to the officers and the spirits.
What, acting as a steward?
Yeah, like a steward. You wasn't called a steward. We was under the boat, you understand what I mean? And I used to go round with the old, take all the bottles and, you know, we all had a job. Oh, you know, I liked it.
And what about on the mess deck? What was it like on the mess deck?
It was all right. It was people sitting down, you know, having a laugh. Oh, we had a film. You know, the big films. Tied up on the, what's name, I suppose, you know. We used to watch the John Wayne and all them. Oh, yeah.
But what was the food and your accommodation like? I mean, was it crowded on the...
It was crowded, yes.
What about seasickness? Was that a problem?
Yeah. Well, because we was downstairs, myself, you know, with the other chaps, with the drinks, we was down on the bottom of the boat having a blowout, you know, having something to eat down there.
Now, anything about the trip? Any places you stopped or things you remember?
Oh, we stopped at a lot of places, but I didn't go off.
You didn't go ashore?
I did twice. Twice I went ashore, but...
That was your first time abroad, I suppose.
Yeah.
What do you remember of it? Was it any good?
Well, I was seeing how the people lived there, you know, and looking around what some people, there was a hell of a lot of people looking at the ships, you know, but I never saw many other kind of people there.
You went by the Suez Canal, so
yeah,
through the Mediterranean.
Yeah, through the Suez and the Mediterranean and out, yeah.
Now, anything you remember about the trip?
The only thing I can tell you about the trip was that every night we had films. So we were sitting, Humphrey Bogart and all that, they had them up on the screen sort of thing. I don't know what they do now, but we all sit on the... We sat on the deck. Yeah, all sitting on the deck watching the films. That was your...
Now, did they brief you about what... Did you understand what was going on in Korea at all?
No, not really. They used to... Whenever something I can remember. Hang on a minute. When I walked around the ship, that's it. Looking, making sure nobody's jumped overboard. Everybody has to do a turn, you know. It's like
ship's lookout.
Yeah, you know.
What do you remember of that?
Well, no, I didn't see anybody jump over.
Now, what happened when you got to Busan then? What do you remember about getting to Busan?
Oh, I had to walk around Busan, yeah. No.
Busan, in Korea?
Korea.
Was there a band meteor, or do you remember that?
Sorry?
A band meteor.
Band meteors, yeah. It was the coloured Americans. When I got to Korea, it was, you know, that's So you saw was Americans when they come off the ship, you know, and they had a big band, didn't they?
Now, what did you do then? Because you weren't, I mean, because you were wounded, you were what, the first to be wounded, were you? So, I mean, what do you remember of your time in Korea? You were A company, you were driver, and were you driver to Major Gibbons still?
What, about me?
But when you got to, were you still acting as Jeep driver for Major Gibbons?
Yeah.
So what do you remember about your first sort of week or two? You were there for about a month before you were wounded, were you? You got there back in just the start of October, really.
Yeah.
So what were you doing in that month? What do you remember of it?
Oh, I don't know. It's a long way to long. I can't remember, actually.
Now, you were up in the Koang San area, weren't you?
Sorry?
You were up in the, now by the Imjin.
Imjin, yeah.
And what was it like up there? What do you remember about the ground, the terrain?
Yeah, I can't remember now. Oh, me home.
No. Cold. What do you mean? What about the weather? I mean, was
it cold? The weather wasn't bad. There was no storms or anything like that.
Not when you got there, then?
Whenever I got there. I didn't see a storm.
But you weren't aware of the cold. It hadn't started then. Now, I think the next thing is this business about Spiekman, and there was a lot of fighting on the 4th, 5th of November up on the hill. Now, what do you remember about that?
With Spiekman?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I took him down the hill.
Now, tell me the whole story, as if I don't know it, because you told me before, but tell me, how did you get sent up on the hill?
Well, I was standing with an officer with my Jeep. He was come for something. I think he said something about I walked away, and as I walked away, I saw a soldier holding his
his left groin, his left upper leg.
Yeah. So I got hold of him by the arm, and I took him down the hill, and a ambulance came and took him away.
Did he say anything, Spiekman?
Not a lot. No, he didn't say a lot.
Was he badly wounded?
He was just in the leg. And the other thing is, I told you this, in the evening,
Now, was it the same day you were wounded? Because in the book it says you were wounded, and it's got your name as Private P. Crook, which is wrong. It's William or Bill, obviously. You were hit by a shell splinter on the morning of the 7th, but you think it was earlier than that, don't you? You think it was on the 5th of November?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago, you know. So
you don't know? You're not sure?
I'm not sure, you know.
Now, tell me what happened when you were wounded then.
When I what?
Tell me what happened when you were wounded.
Well, they put me in the...
What were you doing? How did it happen?
I was on the side of the road. I got out of my Jeep, because it was too dangerous to sit in it.
Why was it too dangerous?
Because I was firing across the road, the Chinese.
With what?
So, anti what's name gun? One of the big guns.
Artillery?
Yeah, artillery. So I walked back to where it was a bit safe, you know, walked away, a big bang went, and when I looked down at me arm,
What it is it's a really, what's left is a really bad scar on your left arm, just above the forearm, forearm. Now, did it hurt straight away?
It frightened me. Knocked me on the floor.
How bad was it? Because, I mean, it looks quite bad now, but, I mean, how bad was it at the time?
Myself, on my own. And there was two... I was laying on the floor. I remember that. Because I was crying. Because I was frightened. And, another unit was coming along. By that time, the shooting, the shooting had stopped, and there was about four soldiers come along, walking. See me there, they picked me up, And I said to him, if you can get me in the Jeep, I'll drive off, you know. And they said, no, we'll take you with us. So they took me to the aid station. You must have that down there. The aid station. And from there I went.
Were you in pain? I mean, it doesn't always hurt straight away. Did it hurt straight away?
Not straight away, no.
Was it bleeding a lot? Had you lost a lot of blood?
Yeah, well, it was a fair amount of blood, but not a lot of blood. I was just frightened,
Well, you were only young.
I was young, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm looking at me, I'm like that. And these chaps took me down to the aid station. From the aid station, I do remember what, they put me in an ambulance, and from the ambulance there was
did they treat you at the first aid station?
They just put something around me, just the way. And then they put us in a lorry and took us.
Was it a lorry or an ambulance?
No, it was an orange, sir.
And where'd they take you?
They took me to I forget where I went now.
Was it to a hospital?
Yeah. Eventually I got to an hospital.
And how were you treated? What treatment did they give to you?
Sorry?
What treatment, medical treatment, did they give you for your arm?
Well, they done that, didn't they, when I got to the hospital.
Now, which hospital? Is this the hospital in Kure in Japan, or is it while you're still in Korea? Or do you not remember?
Yeah, I can't remember, because Speakman was with me.
Now, tell me about that, because there's a bit of a story about that. That's when you fly to Japan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, tell me about what happened.
He come up to me and asked me if I got a uniform.
Now, why did he ask you that?
Well, he wanted to go out.
And what did you tell him?
Well, I said, I ain't got any. I was in rags like yourself. We was all torn, you know, I was torn.
And what did you think of Speakman, or did you not have enough time to make a judgment about
him? He didn't say anything. I just held him by the arm. I took him to where he, and another unit come along and they took him away, and that was it, you know.
But when you met him on the plane, did he say anything?
Yeah. Sorry?
Did he say anything? What was he like?
No, didn't say a word.
So what happened when you got to hospital in Kure?
There was all beer crates. You know, they did what happened there. I can tell you that. I can remember that. There was they ran out of beer. They was all on the floor, and what they were doing, they were picking up the crates and throwing them at the enemy.
Now that's back in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
When I was in hospital.
And did you trip over a bottle or something? You had a bit of a story about that. Was that real?
I think he had a bottle with him. And I walked down the... I walked down the road with him. And he took away.
So what happened to you in Kure then?
Well, I went to hospital then.
And what happened there? Did they patch you up? What did
they do? Patched me up. Americans packed me up.
And what did they do?
Then I went to an ordinary hospital, you know, a British hospital. It's probably in your book. And
what did they do to you?
Well, I don't know. They just done my arm, you know.
What do you mean done it? They stitched it up or what? Or do you not know?
They put me out. They put me out when I got there.
But you don't know what they did when you were out?
No.
So what happened then?
Oh, yeah, my arm was up like this. They had my arm like this.
And then what happened? How'd you get home? I think probably,
How did I get home?
Well, you're in Kure Hospital. How'd you get back?
Yeah. I forget now.
Did you come home on the boat or did you fly home?
boat. Yeah, but I'm coming on a boat.
And you don't know which ship?
It was the sister ship to the one I'll come back.
Empire Foey?
Foey.
And what was that trip like?
That wasn't too bad.
And when was it? Was it before Christmas or after Christmas?
Before Christmas, I think.
So December?
Yeah.
And what happened when you got back to England?
I went to, went back to get demobbed.
Were you demobbed? Were you fixed by then? How was your arm?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, you know.
So when were you demobilised?
Sorry?
When were you demobilised?
Oh, blimey.
In 52?
52, yeah.
Did you get a demob suit or anything like that?
No.
Now, what happened to you?
Well,
afterwards, I mean, did you go back to your... Did you have any problems getting back into civilian life?
No, not really. I went back and went to me. You was...
Did you go back to your taxi garage?
Yeah.
Is that where you worked?
That's where I worked, yeah.
Did you have any problem acclimatising back to being a civilian?
No, not really. You know.
What about your wound? Did it ever give you any trouble?
No. I had to go to hospital a couple of times and they looked at it. And that was before I married more Sheila.
And what about mentally? I mean, you'd had a nasty shock. I mean, it upset you. Any effects?
No. I suppose I was glad to get home.
Now, did you have to do any TA service?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Who did you do it with?
I drove a brine gun carrier.
Round
the site.
Round where?
Round the site on the road, you know.
And who were you serving with?
I forget his name now.
You don't know the name of the regiment?
Yeah. It was a different regiment. They all had different regiments
Now, you're a member of the Korean War Veterans Association, aren't
you?
Yeah,
I am.
When did you join them?
When it started,
How important?
Sheila will probably tell you.
I'm not sure. He's been a member for about 20 odd years, I think.
Now, why is it important to you? What does it do? Is it important to you?
Eh?
Is it important to you?
I can't remember.
You get the regular newsletters. You like hearing about everybody, don't you?
Do you go to the meetings?
No, he hasn't been for some time.
I haven't been lately.
Now, you never went back to Korea, though, did you?
No.
Would you go, or do you think it's too late to go and visit, or would you not want to go?
I don't know.
Not sure.
No, I wouldn't go back.
Thank you very much.